USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. They have resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 1,600, according to an Associated Press review. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After a Thursday bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in the Arizona State Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Donald Trump back in court for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. USA's John Schaefer has a recap from Thursday.
The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case that should have never been brought, but if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago.
On the stand, the lawyer who represented the two women central to the trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, said that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion. He added the new bridge is expected to be completed by the fall of 2028. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed. The group argued that the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. However, a three-judge panel in San Francisco ruled the case should have been dismissed back in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.